If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
One man's trash is another man's evidence. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is one where you, I would be beyond words. I mean, I don't know what I would do here. I don't know how this even happens. Dr. Thomas Shevnosky, so put that in your little mind's Rolodex of if they say, Dr. Thomas Shevnosky or Shankanovsky will be performing your surgery today. Run. Even if you don't have legs, run. The Florida surgeon is accused of mistakenly removing the liver of a Muscle Shoals man during a surgery, intended to remove his spleen. He has surrendered his medical license in Alabama. On Monday, the Alabama Medical License Commission accepted Dr. Shankanovsky's full license surrender weeks after the death of his 70-year-old William Bryan. The commission had previously suspended his license in October, citing concerns that his continued practice posed an immediate danger to his patients and the public. Bryan and his wife, Beverly, were in Destin, Florida on August 19th when Bryan experienced pain on his left side. A Florida doctor diagnosed him with a spleen issue and insisted on performing emergency surgery. Despite Beverly's plea to return home for treatment in Alabama, the doctor warned that Bryan would bleed to death if moved. On August 21st, Dr. Shankanovsky performed the operation but remove Brian's liver instead of his spleen, resulting in Brian's death on the operating table. A pathologist later confirmed that the organ labeled as Brian's spleen was in fact his liver. The tragedy triggered an investigation by both the Florida Department of Health and the Walton County Sheriff's Office. Florida health officials suspended Dr. Shankanovsky's medical license on September 24th after reviewing the case, and another in May 23. Where he allegedly removed part of a patient's pancreas instead of an adrenal gland during surgery, causing permanent harm. Dr. Shankanovsky's license in Alabama since 2016. He's faced prior allegations of surgical errors.
Jesus. Does he keep getting to perform surgeries?
According to... It's pretty scary when, like, the guy at the beach is like, really, let me cut into you. Let me do your surgery. I'm a doctor. Trust me.
Well, and I wonder if I wasn't clear when I first came across this story. if when he got sick, he went to like an ER and they're like, you have to have surgery. He just talked to a regular doctor. And then here's who's going to perform your surgery. Like happens frequently.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought happened. And maybe that doctor was like, you can't make it home. You know, you have to have this surgery. And the poor guy should be alive today.
Yes, he should be.
Oh my God.
That's anybody that's very eager to operate on you when you really don't know them very well. Yeah, I would be a little questionable.
And it's sad because you're in, you know, you and I have never been in medical school.
No.
And if somebody's like, you know, you're going to bleed to death if you go home, you have to have this surgery.
Yeah.
You have to believe what they say.
Well, and you do. And I would, in that moment, I'd probably be thinking the same thing. And like, well, do you even have time for a second opinion? You know,
yeah.
You probably don't
if
you're going to bleed to death. So you're thinking, well, I got to rely on this these guys saying I got to do this.
The surgeon should have known the difference between a spleen and a liver.
Hey, I was in that situation once, actually, where I went in and they're like, you have to have a surgery, like right now. I'm like, what? And that was my appendix when it burst. And I had I didn't get a second opinion. It was like, I was in a lot of pain too. So I'm like, okay, do what you're going to do. But who knew? I mean, he could have, you know, taken out my liver or taken out, you know, just accidentally mixed that up. It's a mixy, wixy thing that you can easily do. I can get why a doctor, you know, accidentally takes someone's heart out instead of a big toe.
Well, what about the other people in the operating room? They had to have known once it happened, like, that is not the guy's spleen. That's not a spleen.
Is this just like the ultimate example of how we are in a world where everyone is so completely unaware of their surroundings and what is going on around them, and nobody speaks up when they say, like, something's wrong or off? It's just like, oh, well, that's not my job. I'm just here to do this, you know?
Well, because, like, when I had my hip done, I had my hip replaced. On the other hip, they wrote in marker, not this hip. And it went down my leg. Like, it took about 2 weeks for it to come off. Not this hip.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can't do that. Not this liver. But you know what you're going in there for. And they double check. And there's all these checks along the way, too. What are you having done? What are we doing? And we're doing this. You know, it's... they're just double and triple checking. And there had to have been a system in place for, we're taking out the spleen, period.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess there was people in there that knew and couldn't stop him from doing it. Because he's the doctor. You would just be the nurse or somebody or the anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
That is just crazy. But to me, if you take out the wrong organ and it's such an obvious error because they're very different organs, I think that's a criminal charge. He killed that guy.
Yeah, I would. This is, I would say, criminal neglect. Wouldn't I mean? Yeah.
Because it'd be one thing if they like did the wrong hip. Oh, I thought it was her left hip. Shit.
The first thing I'd be doing is like drug testing on, because this, I mean, it almost sounds like that, like this guy's out of his fucking mind or something.
Well, and he's done things before surgical errors, but then when you're in an emergency situation, you're going to assume the person who is doing your surgery is qualified, you know, because I was even nervous when I got my hip done. I'm like, how good are you at this?
Yeah.
Like, do I need to find somebody else? Are you the guy?
Yeah, can I see your greatest hits videos? You know.
Yeah, because I kind of would like to know. And then it was funny because I really did feel confident in the surgeon. So this really wasn't funny, but I ran into this guy who I really don't like. And long story, but he's one of those people who knows everything about everybody. Always, his opinion is right. He talks louder than everybody else. He wants to be the center of attention. And I only know him from working in radio, and he's a listener back in the day. And so I go out and I run into this guy, and I'm walking up, and he goes, why are you limping? And I'm like, oh my God, it's him. And I said, well, I need a hip replacement. And he goes, oh, when are you getting that done? And I told him whenever it was. And he says, well, I hope it's not Dr. McGarva. Well, as a matter of fact, it is. He goes, he ruined my wife's knee. And then he starts going off about his wife and his ex-wife. And I'm like, I don't give two shits about what you think about this doctor. I'm not going to let you influence my, but I'm like, of all things for him to say to me, like who would say that? Well, I hope Dr. Bergarb is not doing it because he's horrible. Well, he is doing it.
I actually
did a great job. I will say that. Hats off to Dr. Bergarba. He did a great job.
I actually have a story somewhat similar that was just completely odd and random of what someone just said to me, like in a parking lot. I was going into Menards in Wichita, and this is like, it would have to be probably about 14-ish years ago. And just at random, some guy's like pushing a cart back into the return, and he just starts talking to me. He's like, you know, don't ever trust your money with so-and-so. And it was like the State Farm agent. And I'm like, oh, yeah? And he's like, oh, yeah, just lost all my savings or whatever. He had this like little rant he was going on. And the weird part was, that was the exact agent that I had just started like hired a couple weeks ago, like at the like recommendation of like my tax person or something. Like I've never had a single person in my
life. Why are you randomly talking about that?
I have never had that happen. Just like that somebody would just come up to you like that. And it just was like, what? What? And like then to know what that person, who that person is, and like, is this like an omen? Should I like get all my money away from this person or what? You know? But I kept it there. I didn't really make much while he was managing it, but totally random.
Yeah, it's like that guy.
Yeah.
So and a lot of times, you know, when you do have surgery, and especially in this poor couple's situation, they didn't have a choice.
No.
And this guy killed him. And to me, he should be held criminally responsible. You as a doctor should know, because his spleen is significantly smaller than a liver.
Yeah.
They're in different places in your body.
I mean,
you know?
This would be the work of someone who like practiced by playing Operation.
Exactly.
And yeah. So yeah, I think this person probably needs to be criminally investigated. There's something weird. So it may, and it could be like, I'd be looking at his like writings. I'd be looking at anything digital, because I mean, this could be, they enjoy doing this sort of thing. You know, I don't know.
Or he just doesn't pay attention.
Or
the guy who really didn't pass medical school. Like, what's the issue?
Or he's not really
a
doctor. He
never operate on anyone ever again.
Exactly.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.